Next person is going to do, we're going to do it together, is going to be Beryl, B-E-R-Y-L. First name, last name, Yakim, Y-A-K-I-M, Yakim. Let's see. This is a the computer is thinking, forgive me. Okay, here we go. This is a 94-year-old. This 94-year-old patient. Has been admitted to hospice with end stage. This 94-year-old woman with history of hypertension, HLD, sacral fracture from a fall, was admitted from Encompass, E-N-C-O-M-P-A-S-S rehab facility to the emergency room with a facial droop, left-sided weakness. Patient is having difficulty with speech. Is currently moving all extremities. Patient apparently had a blood glucose of 119 in the field. Period. In the emergency room, patient was diagnosed with a right M3 occlusion. Subsequently patient to the lab from thrombectomy. Patient is anemic, H and H is 9 and 25. subsequently placed on a ventilator. Patient had a dysarthric speech. Subsequently developed left facial weakness, left upper extremity weakness, and neglect. Patient subsequently was diagnosed with right MCA stroke and was admitted to the ICU. Period. Patient also suffers from atrial fibrillation. The mechanical thrombectomy was not successful. Patient had respiratory failure and required ventilation, as was mentioned above. Mechanical ventilation, as was mentioned above. Period. It became evident during the hospitalization that patient had a rather large stroke. Patient had a large stroke. After much discussion with family, it was decided to place patient on hospice, and the patient is with end stage stroke. Patient is now being discharged to a home with their family with stroke. The patient most likely has less than 6 months to live, and is very hospice appropriate given her hospital care and the current findings at this time. Thank you. Let's see if there's anything else I need to add. Patient's other comorbidities include pulmonary edema, pleural effusion, respiratory failure, cardiomegaly, hypertension, atrial fibrillation, dysarthric speech, left-sided weakness, left-sided neglect. Thank you.